Ian, g'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, yeah, getting better. Just getting over the last couple of days of my isolation thing.
Did
having
you?
The COVID and all the rest of
you
it.
You got COVID, did you?
Yeah, I came down pretty crooked there a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of fun. But, yeah, getting over it. No, you're talking about those test kits. We were lucky. We got a couple sent over from a relative out west. That they had a couple out there, but we ordered some through another chemist that was supposed to pick up on Saturday. They texted us and said, no, look, sorry, it's going to be later this week. They texted us again yesterday saying, like, God only knows when. Not a good thing.
Well, even a chemist I went to and I spoke to, and they said, because they had signs up everywhere saying, sorry, we don't have any of the tests. And I said, have you had a lot of people asking them? But yeah. They said, the problem is that, you know, we don't even know when they're coming in ourselves. We could get a box delivered, open it up, and there might be tests in there. There might not be.
Yeah, that's the way it's going, unfortunately. But
I mean,
the story has is, of course, the government's got a stockpile of them, but they're for their own bloody pollies, apparently. Well, whether that's, you know.
Well, thankfully, Melinda Pavey led the charge on that and went, well, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be getting them for free, and have donated them back to the community, which led basically all the other pollies to follow suit. So interesting, though, I mean, in that you've got someone who could lead the charge in that, but apparently, according to their own party, isn't good enough to be a minister.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway.
It's different times we're heading into, Michael.
It sure is, mate. I've got to go, but I'm glad that you're on the up and up.
Yeah, I'm doing okay, mate. You know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Exactly right. Good on you, mate.
Take care and have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Michael.
Yeah, it's an interesting time that we're living in, that's for sure. What about this, too? People are being reminded, and I would have thought that we'd be smarter than this, but they're being reminded not to use 000 unless it's life-threatening. Queensland operators say that there have been a rise in emergency calls from people wanting COVID information to 000. Now, the state's health minister, Yvette Darth, says that it's not what the service is for. Really? I already thought that was probably common knowledge to most people, but apparently not. And, I mean, it seems that in this COVID era, we don't seem to be able to use our brains anymore.